Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. My name is Kathy, and this is our journal of learning about and living with lichen sclerosis. Each episode, I either speak to someone or research an aspect of lichen sclerosis and bring you the information, so you don't have to go searching. I bring you the real talk without the medical jargon. And this week, I have got something amazing for you. We're going to be talking to somatic sex educator, Shauna Farba. And you do not want to miss this conversation. We talk about what somatic sex is, as well as how it can help us with LS. And stay tuned to the end, because we've got bombs to drop on you. We've got some exciting news that's coming in just a few short weeks, so you do not want to miss it. If you haven't heard yet, Holistic Healing Summit 2022 is coming, baby! May 9th to May 13th. Registration is open now. Go to holistichealingsummit.live. Check it out. We have more than 15 speakers. We've got all access private sessions. We've got community building sessions that are coming soon. Haven't even been put on the website yet. Okay, teaser. And it's open to the public for free. But if you make a donation, not only do you get access to these all-access sessions and get all these other little perks, but you help an amazing organization that's not only helping you, but also helping the future of people with LS. So go to holistichealingsummit.live and check it out today. Go get your pass. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Shauna Farba.
This information is for educational purposes and does not constitute medical advice. Speak to your medical professional before making any changes to your care.
Let's jump right in. What is somatic sex education, and how is it different than, you know, a traditional sex therapy?
Such good questions. I often joke that people are like, what do you do for a living? And I answer the question and they still have no idea. So happy to kind of jump in. The sex education piece, you know, people understand. I teach people about sex and sexuality. So what somatic is about is viewing the body as this like living, dynamic intelligence that we have the opportunity to be in relationship with. And so a piece that's all been really important to me when I came into somatic practice, I love my brain. It is brilliant. It's a dynamic living intelligence. I want my brain and my body to have the opportunity to like be in relationship, communicate with each other. You know, our body remembers everything that ever happened to us. Yes. It has opinions on what we should be doing right now. And so, you know, then from that perspective of like, how do I want to live my life, make decisions, find the most joy? I feel like if I'm only working with my mind, I only have half the information and half the possibilities. And so when we bring in this somatic piece, which initially is really about how do we get back into relationship with our body, right? Because so many of us are disconnected and not actually able to hear that information or access it. So we reconnect, we build some trust, and then we have like twice as much information to solve that problem or make that decision or just enjoy the day. Yeah. That's how I describe somatic practice.
I love that. What comes through for me is when you're talking about the body, it's the same way I talk about the unconsciousness. So it's getting in touch with it, because it does. It controls like 90% of our functions by itself. So it's making a lot of decisions. And to be able to get in touch with that part of the body is going to make us a much more intelligent overall being.
So interesting, right? Because like, you know, there's somatic dance practices, there's somatic psychology. Being in contact with our body enriches all parts of our life. But I think it's really interesting then to think about it specifically in the realm of sexuality or sex education, because so much of my work is really about pleasure. Like, what does it mean to access pleasure? Can we expand our capacity for pleasure? And not just in bed, but, you know, like drinking tea in the morning, or like, you know, what am I going to wear today? What's going to feel good? And like, pleasure happens in our bodies. Right. So, you know, when we want to like change our relationship to sex or learn new sexual skills, it's a lot harder to do that if we don't have our body on board.
Absolutely. And especially with lichen sclerosis, when we are dealing with trauma to that sexual being, right? Because when we get that diagnosis, a lot of us have anatomical changes, which change our relationship to our body, how we view ourselves. Not only that, some of us experience painful sex.
Yeah.
Again, more sexual trauma, changing the way we view our bodies in relation to sex. So I love the fact that instead of like with the traditional sex therapy, where you're talking about these things and you are discussing it with the professional in different ways to consciously kind of, again, using the brain to think about the relationship with sex, in this way, with somatic sex education, we're connecting with, how does the body feel? How does that unconsciousness feel? What comes up for you in your body? What are you feeling? And then tune into that. And then, okay, how can we change that? How can we change that relationship? What does your body need to get to be okay with this again?
Yeah.
So it's coming at it from a different direction, which I think, in our case, because our changes are physical and because our pain is physical, that we kind of need that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can talk about it, but to actually physically feel the feelings, tune into those feelings, and at the same time, work on those feelings consciously, I think it makes it such a much deeper and more impactful way to address our issues with LS and sex.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting. I get asked the question a lot, you know, what is the difference between somatic sex education and sex therapy? And the difference is, I think with somatic sex education, I like to offer the lens, like, sex is a learnable skill, right? Mm. This is an education-based model. So folks come in and it's like, what do you want to be better in your sex life? On my website, I say my work is about supporting people to access their fullest, most joyful, most authentic sexual expression, whatever that is for them. So, you know, we can talk about what's in the way. And then we look at it from this lens of, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. But what are the skills that we can practice that are going to give you access to that experience that you want to have? Yeah.
I love that. With the changes that come with LS, we change, right? So our sex life changes. And so we need to learn new skills. We need to learn different ways to feel pleasure. What may have been pleasurable for us before our changes may cause us pain now. So now we have to look at, okay, that's off the table. But I can still find pleasure somewhere else. So I love the fact that somatic sex education explores that with us, because sex doesn't have to be penetration, right? It just doesn't.
No.
It's You can never be have penetration and still have sex.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, that is that one dominant cultural belief, right, that so many of us have absorbed is that intercourse is real sex, you know, which is completely heteronormative, so problematic right from there. But then even within the context of like folks with penis and vaginas who are choosing to have sex, to just limit folks to say like intercourse is the right way to have sex, you know, the reality is, I think for a lot of folks who include intercourse in like their sexual repertoire, it's not the most pleasurable option. Mm-hmm. Fine, right? And so what happens if we shift it and we say that's one way to have sex? There's so many others. So like bare minimum, let's just increase our capacity, right? If we don't let hack yet, right? If you want to still value intercourse, great. I mean, but like there's just so much more.
Yeah. And again, in this community, some people with LS can't have penetrative sex anymore. Yep. It's just too painful. So loving the fact that working with a somatic sex educator, you can find other ways to have sex that are pleasurable for you and your partner, or if you're not partnered, that are for you. And then you can work on learning some skills for when you do get partnered. Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So yeah. I think this is a great time for us to announce that you and I, we have a new program for people specifically with LS who are having issues finding that sexual self again, who are in a place where they are physically well, where they can have penetrative sex or just have play down there, but they've lost that sexual feeling, that libido, or they're not looking at themselves as a sexual being anymore because they are so traumatized from the medical trauma of going through an LS diagnosis and all of the shit that comes with that. We have come up with a 20-week program. The beautiful thing, it's a community. It's going to be live guided classes, virtually, of course, every other week. But even on the off week, there's going to be practices and things. And we're going to go from learning yourself again, giving yourself that okay to find pleasure, finding yourself that you are beautiful, finding that sexual self. And then we're rounding it out. We're bringing in the partner side. And so I think this is going to be fucking amazing. Because I'm telling you, this is what's been missing in our lives. Because a lot of the times we do get to where we are physically well, but that last mental hurdle is where we get stuck. It affects our relationship, not even our partner relationship. It affects our relationship with ourselves, right? Yeah. I went through this personally, so I know that this works. Before I was diagnosed, my husband and I, we were going in our like second honeymoon. It was like we were literally dating again, and the sex was freaking amazing. We were having sex multiple times a week. And then I started with the itching, and it starts twisting with your mind, especially when you're going to the doctor and they can't tell you what's going on and you don't have a STI or it's not a yeast infection. It's not UTI. It's, use a different. So I started internalizing that. I didn't share it with my husband for a long time until I got a diagnosis, which took me 5 years. And through that internalizing, pulling away, it very quickly went from we are like teenagers again to, okay, we are in the nursing home and barely touching each other. You know, after I got okay and physically I was okay, I was in remission, my libido wasn't there. It was like I was used to not doing anything anymore. I share in the group, I could always like come in like 3 minutes masturbating. And when I was in remission, I couldn't come. Like whether it was by myself or if it was with a vibrator, I was scared that I had lost my clitoral sensation because that's a real thing, right? After doing the brain work, after finding my beauty again, because I was at a point where I just thought I was beautiful. I loved me. I was sexy. And then not so much. I just I'm not pretty, you know, I let myself go, whatever. But after being mindful and working and practicing and finding my beauty again and finding my self-esteem again and finding that sexuality again, yeah, I can now masturbate and come like that. And it wasn't a physical thing.
Yeah.
It was actually a mental thing.
Yeah.
And so we've developed this because it's not always a physical thing. It's a mental thing. And we want to create that space where we can guide you to being that new sexual being. We want to give you tools that are going to make your sex life better than it was before.
Yes, exactly.
The sexual reawakening is post-LS sexual being that you know you want to be. We got you.
Yeah, we got you.
And you're going to do it in a group of people who understand and have gone through the journey that you've gone through and that come from different perspectives. We're all on the same road, but we're all looking at different things. Yeah. And so sharing that experience of what we're looking at. And so for 20 weeks, you're in the shared group. You're going through the practices together. You are sharing what's coming up for you, what you've explored, what you like, what you didn't like. And being together in this community, it just heightens the experience. I'm excited. I'm going to have the website that you can go and sign up to get on the wait list in the description. This is something that we have worked really hard on.
Yeah.
We have done a lot of studying on, and it's just going to be freaking amazing.
It's been so amazing. I mean, it's so exciting to get to announce it like together right now, Kathy, because I mean, we have been working on this for quite some time now. And I mean, I'm just still like so excited that we're collaborating in this way. But I think the piece I wanted to add to, you know, one of the things I'm excited about is that the way that we've designed it, it takes folks through an arc to get you to the other side, right? Like to say at the beginning, like, we're going to start to feel into, you know, who do you want to be as a sexual being? Like LS has happened, right? Your body has changed. We're going to support you to like reconnect to your body, reconnect to your desire. We're going to like expand your imaginings of what's possible. But there's this piece supported through the arc of the program and within the community. You get to create like who you want to be sexually. And, you know, and that's really our intention, right? It's not like you show up to class every other week for 20 weeks and then check a box. This is really about an arc of transformation together.
Your personal experience. That's right. Everybody's going to come out the end as a different person, and it's individual.
Yeah.
Who you want to be and who you want to be, probably you're going to end up being way better than she is because you can't even imagine who you're about to be because you don't have that frame of reference. We're going to open your mind and you're going to be like, ah! And we're going to celebrate at the end. Yes, we're going to celebrate you because we should be celebrated and there's no stigma, no matter who it is that you want to be and who it is you end up being.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. One thing we didn't say, Kathy, the program is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
So fun. And then also that it's okay to be kind of uncomfortable, right? You don't have to know how to talk about sex. Like, it's totally welcome to be like, this is a little challenging for me. I'm a consent-obsessed sex educator, so no one ever has to share anything they don't want to share. That what it's really about is kind of connecting to that. So people get to just show up wherever they are. I feel like that's really cool.
Shauna is one of our speakers at the Holistic Healing Summit.
Yes.
So excited. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about in your session, and then we'll talk about your All Access session.
I'm so honored to get to speak at the Holistic Healing Summit. For that hour, we're going to focus on the five like mindset shifts that we need to step onto this journey. And it's really exciting just the way the timing is happening, Kathy, where like related to the program, because I really think of the hour at the Holistic Healing Summit is really supporting folks. I'm going to share why I believe this is possible, because I know from experience that this is possible, right? Yeah. I really believe that life happens to us, and that whether that's LS or grief or anything else, and these things impact our sexuality. And that's actually a universal experience, but nobody talks about it.
Yep.
Right. And so the hour at the Holistic Healing Summit is to talk about what are the mindset shifts and the frames to understand how this is possible. I think of it as kind of like preparing folks to then step onto the road to kind of take this arc of transformation to like really reclaim and create your new sexual self. So I'm really excited to share those perspectives and philosophies.
I love it. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. You can get a free pass to the Holistic Healing Summit. For a $100 donation, you can get an all-access pass, which will get you access to more private sessions with our speakers. Shauna is going to have a private Q&A. So if you're enjoying this conversation, and if let's say you have some questions, Shauna's Q&A section is before her main section. So definitely you want to get your all access pass and get in there and ask her your questions live, because this is going to be amazing. Yeah. And I cannot wait.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited. I, you know, for the all access time, it's really about what are your questions? I think most of us really, when did we have access to like good sex education? Any question you've ever wanted to ask and didn't know where to ask, like all questions are welcome. I think it'll be fun. It's going to be a bit of a free for all, you know, like, what do you want to know? Happy to share some info.
Love that. So go to holistichealingsummit.live and get your pass today. Get it today. That's going on from May 9th to May 13th. 5 days from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions all throughout the day. We've got amazing speakers all throughout the day. We've got some breakout sessions just to bring community. We are all about community at LSSN. We are all about community. So we are building community the whole week, and we are educating and just having fun together. It's too much negativity, and LS is just too draining. We just want to have fun while we learn these skills, and we just want to build community. Mm-hmm. So Shauna, where can people find you if they want to get in contact with you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. My website is www.sexualityintransition.com. And the best way to reach me is by email. That's my last name, period, first name at gmail.com. So it's Farabaugh, F-A-R-A-B-A-U-G-H, period, S-H-A-U-N-A at gmail.com.
I will have all of that information in the show notes and in the description below. So thank you. This has been freaking amazing. Like I knew it would be.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I love talking with you, Kathy.
I love it. Surprise! I'm so excited for you to check out the website so you can get on the wait list for this course that we've created. It's going to be a game changer. I'm telling you, it is freaking amazing. It really is. And so go to the website. The link is in the description of this episode, and just join the waitlist. We're going to send you updates as things progress, as we open up registration. Right now, the course is going to be open in July. So it's going to be a small group, no more than 15 people. And we're just going to go through this process together in community, learning from each other, learning with each other, and in a safe, positive space with people with LS, okay, who know what you are going through, what you've been through, which makes such a difference. Because they know the language, they know the feelings, and they can empathize and relate. I just can't. I'm just so excited for this to start. You just have no idea. So make sure you do that. And make sure if you haven't got your pass for the Holistic Healing Summit, do that. If you have questions about the course, get in on the All Access Pass. get to Shauna's Q&A session. We can answer them there, or you can shoot me an email, Kathy@lssupport.net, and I would be more than happy to help you. I know I haven't dropped an episode of the podcast in a while, but I have been creating this freaking amazing summit that is coming up in May. And unfortunately, I don't have the bandwidth to edit a full podcast and do that. And I don't have the money to hire an editor. So it's unfortunate, but the summit has taken priority. There'll be some updates in the future. And we are still recording episodes inside of LS Warriors. So if you want to get in on that, we've got about 10 episodes you can chow down on. They're raw live footage, but you'll get your content. There's some amazing episodes in there. You got Dr. Kraft, Dr. Heather Jeffcoat talking about dilators. We've got a lot of great content in there. These are also speakers that are going to be at the Holistic Healing Summit. You want to see them there first before you jump into the membership, by all means. But if not, you do get 14 days free trial to try it out. Come in, binge everything. You know, you got time. Binge all of the content in 14 days, cancel your membership, and you'll be caught up. Either way, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week or until we meet again. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.